Blog Talk Radio.
To me too, but I am so glad that I was able to bring you Independent Gospel Radio at its best right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Yes, this is Glo B. Pope here with my co-host, Minister D, and we are too blessed to be stressed on this April 7th, 2013. What's happening, Minister D?
Wow, yeah! Yes, it is.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm just happy in Jesus, glad to be saved, sanctified, and
You A or B here, which one are you?
Well, I'm all of the above.
We're glad to have you. Matter of fact, I'm what?
I say I'm over. I check over in the box. I'm just saved.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful. I mean, that is very wonderful. Today, we're going to need you to be just that. I'm telling everybody right now, we have a glorious show for you today. We have in our studio tonight Dr. Tyncee M. Lynch of T.M. Lynch Ministries, which is located in Marietta, Georgia. Her title today is going to be Let's Pray. What you got to say?
Let's pray.
What you going to do without prayer?
I always pray. I pray all the time. I don't pray long.
Not no long, drawn-out prayer.
I don't pray long. See, you know, some of y'all don't know how to pray and just let it go. Y'all like to, you know, keep on. Y'all just say the same thing over and over again. Jesus. Saying, okay, call my name three times. What you want?
And they say the same thing they said 2 minutes ago, right? Well, that's how they get it out. That's just how they get it out. I mean, I'm quite sure God, Jesus is sitting there listening. You know, he's all ears regardless of we repeat it over and over and over. I guess I don't know.
That's just like you tell your mama,
and your mama say, what? What you want?
Oh my goodness.
Well, I tell y'all right now, we're going to have a treat, though, because she's going to let us know about praying. This woman is a dynamic, motivational speaker. She has blessed me. She blessed me by hosting one of my CD party releases. And I tell y'all, if we didn't fall out laughing, and she has a knack for being humorous, but I'm going to tell you, she ain't playing, y'all. When she tell you something, she ain't playing. You gotta keep her ears open because she will be a blessing to you when you don't even know it's coming. It's good.
Amen.
I'll never forget what she did. I'll never forget what she did. Also, we will be introducing to some and reintroducing to others, none other than myself, Glovie. I'm going to be giving you a few tunes from my latest CD. So just sit back, enjoy the hype. Minister D, you have anything you would like to add before we get started on anything?
All I'm saying, let's do it in the name of Jesus.
I'd like to give you all a little bit about our guest, Dr. Tynsy M. Lynch. For all the glorious listeners out there, just to give you a little bit about her. Dr. Tynsy Marie Lynch is the former pastor and founder of Second Chance Powerhouse of Deliverance Ministries, as well as the founder of T.M. Lynch Ministries, Incorporated. This anointed, gifted vessel of God has been called, chosen, and ordained to both preach and teach the whole counsel of God, presenting to the nations the gospel of Christ Jesus with an emphasis on ministering restoration to the lost, wounded, weary, despondent, and broken. Dr. Lynch is a dynamic, motivational speaker, powerfully prolific preacher, tenacious teacher, the loyal friend and employee she is. Right now, Dr. Lynch has been favored by the Lord to hold a Doctor of Divinity degree, Bachelor of Religious Arts degree from Jacksonville Theological Seminary in Jacksonville, Florida, as well as the diplomas in evangelism from Chuck Colson Prison Fellowship and multiple awards and certificates. Not only is Dr. Lynch equipped spiritually to stand as a firm soldier in the army of the Lord, but she has served in the United States Army for 14 years, having honed skills from both types of armed forces. She is thoroughly furnished, strategically ordered, and equipped to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Oh, yes, she is. Currently, Dr. Lynch is cultivating the vision of God and has given her for ministry through the T.M. Lynch Ministries, Incorporated, which she founded in Marietta, Georgia in November of 2005. And after being inspired by God to transition her ministerial labor from the pastorate back to the highways and byways of the evangelistic field, signifying that if one is faithful over a few things, God will make him ruler over many. Well, I tell you, Dr. Lynch is going to be a treat to have her in. The another thing about Dr. Lynch is Dr. Lynch's relative approach in electrifying deliverance of the gospel has allowed her to witness lives being transformed and souls being saved into the glory of God. Dr. Lynch's ministry endeavor is to continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through prophetic teaching and preaching in domestic and international territories. The scripture she embraces and cherishes as her favorite is Esther 4:14, which declares, "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Dr. Lynch's election to serve in the body of Christ is for such a time as this. And right before she comes, we're going to bring to you something I could tell you is for true, is to pray and keep praying without ceasing. And we're going to play a song from my CD called For True, and then we're going to bring in Dr. Lynch. Y'all hold on because we're going on for a ride.
Yes, for true, Lord, yes, it is, for true, Lord, it has been you in my life, for true, Lord, all the toils and strife, for true, Lord, when I was wrong. Oh, yeah.
To come in the studio, and right now I think she just called in. Hold on one moment. Dr. Lynch?
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. How are you?
God bless you. God bless you. We are so happy to have you here in the studio. We've been waiting on you, girl.
Well, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And, you know, we just all going to rejoice in it. To God be the glory. Thank you for having me on your radio show. It's such a blessing that we can reach out in all types of forms of communication. I thank God for touching somebody's heart and mind and instilling in this 21st century communication. We have a lot of ways that we can communicate. We have come a long way. So I'm excited about being on the show. Thank you, Evangelist Globy, tonight. Thank you. Thank you, listening audience.
We are ready for you, girl. We've already introduced you. We've let the listeners know what's going on with you, and we're ready to hear what we got to do to pray together and stay together.
Well, praise God. Prayer is the key that unlocks any door. Prayer is the foundation, and prayer is what we need today. About last year, the Lord pressed upon my heart, well, even before that, I was going to write a book. One title I said, well, I thought the Lord was telling me after being a pastor was, so you want to be a pastor, huh? Well, that didn't turn up. I never wrote that book because I guess that's what God wasn't telling me to say, even though I would say it all through the time I'm pastor. When I get finished, I'm going to write a book. So you want to be a pastor, huh? Because when you pastor, you go through a lot of things, and I really thought I could help somebody. But God turned my heart and touched my heart as I labored before him in December last year. Year before last, it's been a year now, that I would write a book on prayer. I thank God for prayer. Now, I tell people all the time, if I can't do nothing else, I know I can pray.
Okay.
If I can't shoot a basketball, if I can't, you know, run up and down the aisle, I know I can pray and can get a pass through. Glory be to God. So God began to pull on my heart about let's pray. It is a prayer journal workbook. I thank God for those that he allowed me to surround myself in prayer. When I first got saved coming out of the military, you know, the model prayer everybody learned was the Lord's Prayer, and you had to learn the 23rd Psalm. As I don't know nothing else, I do know those two things, praise
okay.
God. But as time went on, you know, I would just pray. And I would, one thing that really touched me was my mother when she, glory to God, was living, and she would visit me. And even when I was young coming up, my mother would pray all night, and we would say, don't sleep with mama, because if you sleep with mama, she going to pray all night long. Well, glory to God, she would toss and turn. So when she came to stay with me for a month, when I first came to the great city, glory to God, of Atlanta, Georgia, she came and stayed with me. And this night, you know, I had been saved then, and my mother was sleeping on one side, and I turned over, and she said, Lord, have mercy. And I turned over, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Then she turned back. She said, Lord, I love you. I said, God, I give you glory. This was going on all night long. So that instilled in me. Sometime I would come from, you know, out from the military, and we would come home. I would be so tired. I would be on my knees just praying, and sometime I would fall asleep. My mother would say, well, I know you got that one through. But it was impressed on me to pray, and I love to pray. And we have a prayer line on Thursday mornings called Thursday Morning Live with Dr. Lynch, and we have people from different states that come in and call in and pray. Then I would sing, and then on the third Thursday, everybody get to pray. And we don't ask God for anything on the third Thursday. We just pray. We just thank God. Everything you say is thank God. We don't ask him for nothing. We don't intercede for anybody. We just thank God on the third Thursday. So as we begin to progress on that, and God opened the door through my sister, and we begin to pray on that, then the birth the book. And this book will help you. This is a workbook. Too many people, you know, we have a lot of books on prayer, Evangelist Globy, but we don't have a workbook. And God said, make it a workbook. You pick this book up when you need it. Let's pray. It's an easy read. Glory be to God. It's about, glory to God, 40-something pages. But you get the journal. Amen. And it talks about the fortune prayer, because sometimes people pray the wrong prayer at the wrong time for the wrong thing. If I had to give an example, I've been in places where they would tell people, we're going to give you the mic and we want you to pray for the offer. Well, they be all in Egypt. They cross over Africa. They go down to the ghetto. They come on to heaven. And they never stop because they going for the offering to the end.
There you go.
They take time over time just to pray. All they're supposed to do is pray over the offering. Glory be to God. So God just begins, like I said, to impress on me. And in this book, it talks about the four stages of prayer. And it talks about stage one, utilizing the four-point process in prayer through exaltation and adoration. See, a lot of people just come up and they just start saying, God, I want this. God, I want that. If you use glory to God in stage one, the exaltation and adoration, you just begin to tell God you love him. You just begin to cry out to God. And when you begin to cry out to God and tell him how great he is and thank him for your life and, oh, God, oh, and just begin to name all the names of God, telling him how much you love him, exalt him. Glory be to God. Then you can go into the second stage, repentance and forgiveness. Why? Because people don't repent anymore. They don't repent anymore. They just do whatever they want to do. They don't say, God, I'm sorry. They don't say, God, forgive me. Glory to God. They just go on and do their thing. Go to different settings and they call people to pray. They never, ever repent. They talk about the goodness they bring in. Glory to God, I thank you for my blessing, my offering, but they never say, God, forgive me because I just cursed somebody out the other day. Come on. I can't get no help right now.
Come on.
Glory to God. They don't repent. And God wants us back to repenting. So in the book, Let's Pray, in the journal, it talks about repenting. The second stage, repentance and forgiveness. Glory to God. Then in stage three, it talks about intercession and inquiry. When you go in and intercede for somebody else, somebody that, glory to God, that you are to stand in the gap for, glory be to God. Mm-hmm. And then after you stand in the gap and pray for somebody else instead of saying, God, I need, God, I want, God, how can I, God, will you? Glory to God, and you just start interceding for somebody else that's going through. That God begin to drop names in your spirit and you begin to call her out. Glory to God. And then you can go in and inquire for yourself once you go in for somebody else. Glory to God. Then you do what we call inquiry. That's when you can go in and speak to the Lord on your behalf after you have interceded for someone else. Then in stage four, amen, utilizing the 4 points, it talks about thanksgiving and praise. See, you start in exaltation and adoration, and then you come back with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Then at the end, glory to God, while you thanking God and praising God, a song will come up. And whatever that thing was on your heart, glory be to God, you will begin to forget about that. Amen. And you will begin to sing a song like you did. Glory to God, after you take communion, they say they go out into the Mount of Olives singing, glory be to God. In this book, amen, I give you space to journal. You might have a bad day. You can just go to one of the 4 points, and you can just write your thoughts. See, we can be honest with God, Evangelist Globy. Listen, audience, you can be honest with God. If you can't be honest with nobody else, you can write down your feelings. It's a workbook. You pick this book up when you need it. You write when you need it. You go to that section, and in the end, it is a keepsake. Glory be to God for you. Amen. God has given us the scriptures to go, amen, with every section when you go into prayer, and I explain the process. Glory to God. I give you a scripture, then you have an opportunity to write. Glory be to God. So I thank God for this book. You know, you would think it's just an easy thing, but it took me a year to write this book, over a year, because I didn't want to rush it, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me, that I was hearing from God.
Right.
Oh, my.
See, sometimes we do things, and we really don't hear from God. I was good testimony today in church this morning, and a bishop began to speak on the world gone wild, and I just began to praise God, and he told us to go forth, just go forth. But I was telling him how awesome, because I looked in the mirror yesterday, and I just began to say, Lord, your word I have hid in my heart so that I won't sin against thee. And then later on that night, I was just laying there thinking, God, I thank you for bringing me out when I was a drunk. I can't get no help in here. I began to say, Lord, when I was on drugs, I thank you. I began to hold up my thunder all over, look around my room, and I say, Lord, I'm not in no club drinking and dancing. You brought me out. Could have been shot while I was in the shot house. God, I thank you for my life where I am today. God, I thank you. I'm a willing vessel ready to be you. God, I thank you. I have, a heart to serve you and to serve other people, even when people don't understand. I just begin to exalt God because he just begins to take me back, you know, and I begin to thank him. I even thank him, God, for allowing me to just being able to pray. People call me all the time. They say, Dr. Lynch, can you pray for me? And I just pray. And when Lord lead people to call me to pray, or I'll call them. But I found out
I found out that a lot of people that say they praying, they not praying.
Come on.
No, they're not.
Y'all don't like me out there in internet land, but I'm just trying to keep it real. A lot of people is not praying. I know we go sometimes, we go forth in tongues, and we tell you to come on, come on. And the tongues are silent. And I see the people that say they got tongues, but they afraid to just cry out in the name of the Lord so other people could see. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We got to go in. Even if you don't know, God says there's intercession. There's intercession. Sometimes you can't do nothing but wave your hand. Sometimes you can't do nothing. But I'm telling you, people don't like to pray. You call them up and say, we're going to have a prayer session. You might get five, six, or seven. Or I call some people. I say, well, we got a prayer line going on, praise God. Well, what part of 5 o'clock? Oh, that's too early. But the Bible clearly says, seek me early.
How long is it going to last?
And look here, we pray from 5 or 6, and sometimes we go a little over, and we see going click, cling, click, cling, click, cling, because they're getting out of there.
I'm thinking that have a relationship to be able to pray. Everybody don't have a relationship. And you're right, everybody ain't praying. Sometimes they just talking.
Just talking. Just to be, you know, the Bible say like a tinkling cymbal, you know, the sound loud, making just a loud noise like an empty wagon. But boy, when I go in there, I say, Lord, they don't want me to pray. Somebody better come get me because I'm going in. Glory to God. Because I can remember the time being in the military, on the battlefield, and so many things. I think about how we live today, and I think about there's a lot of things that we go through, but there are people that have died, but we still here, even though we going through it. Some people have strokes. They still here. Some people are dead. So you have to be thankful for where you are in God. Prayer is essential in our life. We have to pray for our world. We have to stop just agreeing with everybody, calling everything that's right, that's wrong. The devil is a lie, and the father of him, that is the truth. And the devil don't want us to pray. He don't want us to communicate with God. And he don't want us to get up early and seek him or get up in the middle of the night. I know for a fact on the prayer line, I start rebuking them. Who is asleep? Hang up the phone if you on here sleeping and snoring. You on the wrong line. Glory be to God. You on the wrong line. Don't call in if you going to sleep and snore.
I think they call you just to say, to let somebody know, you know, I called in the prayer line this morning. I had to call on the prayer line this morning. But then when they say, well, what was the prayer for? I just had to have some kind of prayer. I mean, they have sleep, just like you say. They're not listening to after what you putting everything that you got into it, and they sleep. I've been there.
When God put the assignment on you to pray, oh my God, you know, people think that's a small thing. That's a big thing. Because sometimes when you pray, the prophetic come out of you when you pray. And when you pray and the prophetic begin to come out of you, people don't like what you have to tell them as God had told you to tell them. But I make it a practice. If God don't tell me to say it, don't open my mouth. They will find out on their own. If God say it, you can guarantee I'm going to stamp on it and I'm going to say it. But if God don't say it, I can't say it. But prayer, you know, even when I wrote this book, I never, ever would take this book out with me. I would just tell people, okay, yeah, I got a book. Because that wasn't important to me that I, you know, got a book. I wasn't trying to make a dollar off the book. I wrote the book because God told me. You know, people was like, well, you want to make money? Well, look, if you want my book, I tell them, go to my website. When I preach, I don't take them around with me. I don't set up no table. I don't do that. After the first book I did, we did a trial book before I actually sent it to a real publisher and everything. And it went well. You know, people was buying it, but then there was a mistake, you know, written. So then we redid it and did it the right way. There's no shortcuts in God. And I did it the right way. And I just got it out there on my website. I might talk about it every now and then, but, you know, and half the time I give them away if I do take a couple somewhere. I don't have a stockpile. I have to order them every now and then because I'm not going to keep them and ain't nobody going to buy them. And I keep it at a minimal rate at $8. That's new beginning for somebody that never prayed before or want to learn how to pray. This is a good subject. Everybody has their own spill on prayer. It don't take all of that. Well, for me, it took all of that and more. Somebody prayed for me. I know my mother was praying for me. See, when I was coming in drunk, throwing rocks in the window, I can't get no help. She had to pray for me. You understand? You understand? Mm-hmm. When I was out all night partying. So prayer, it was my mother's prayer, I know, that kept me, to make me a better person in life. And before she died, she said, I don't have to worry about you now. She knew I had came over on the Lord's side and I was on fire. And I was just saying today, boy, I say, in the kitchen, I say, Mom, I'm cooking greens today. I know you be proud of me. I'm telling you, we must pray without ceasing. We must pray for our children. We must pray for the school system. Come on. We must pray for our churches. We must pray for our churches. God has mandated different assignments to different people. My assignment is prayer. I can pray people fall out. I can pray. And I would not be where I am today if it hadn't have been prayer. When I first came on the Lord's side, I really didn't know how to pray. My co-pastor in Hinesville, Dr. Napa, instilled in us to come to noonday prayer. I would come sometimes, but I would get her tapes and I would listen to her pray. Then I would just get on my knees some days and just record my prayers. I would record my prayers. I said, okay, I'm going for 30 minutes a day. I quite didn't make it that day. Well, I'm going for 10 minutes. Well, and as the more you pray, the better you get. The more you have a relationship with God, the easier it will come. I thank God for prayer. Let's pray, people. It's time to pray. It's time to pray for the White House.
And, you know, you have to not only just pray for everything in and around you. You have to really pray for your family, especially when, and I know you, Dr. Lynch, that you are a virtuous woman. You have 4 children and 4 grandchildren.
I have five grandchildren now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just had a new one on Resurrection Day. Just had a new grandbaby Resurrection Day.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, you might kind of remind us of some of us out there that's listening. And how to, you know, train our children to pray, you know, especially when they get into adulthood and they have their own children. And, you know, we try to instill all kind of all the good things that we know that Christ would want us to instill into our children. But sometimes when they call you with all kind of different stuff like my kids do, and then you say, well, you know, well, you got to pray. Well, they don't want to hear that. They're like, man, I thought you were going to tell me. No, you're going to have to pray and ask God, and God can do all things. So if you pray to him, then you can get an answer. Because the answer that you're trying to ask me to answer to give you, I know God can give it to you better. I just be trying to get them to do it on their, you know, before God on their own.
Well, can I say, all of my children came up in prayer. They came up at 6 o'clock, we call 6 o'clock morning prayer. And they would be from the little one. I think the little one was like 1 and a half, maybe 2, because she was walking. And we used to put everybody in the middle of the floor in our great room. And at 6 o'clock, they would take the hair like, get up, get up. Prayer time, prayer time. And I tell you, they would be in the floor. And if I hear one, like they snoring, I say, wake up, it's your turn. Every one of them, and they will tell you today, my mother set us in the middle of the floor, and we prayed. My son is a DJ in the world. But when things get rough, he will call me and say, Mama, can you pray? He knows the word of prayer because he was brought up in it.
Right,
but see,
right.
The Bible tell us, the Bible tell us to train up the child. You know, when we train them up, now watch this. He say when they get older, the word says he will not depart. He don't say how old he is before he have to come back and put no age limit on it, Evangelist Lobie. He say train them up, and when they get old, see, when they get old, they go out and do what they want. But see, they gonna come back. It might be when they 99, because the word cannot lie. It cannot lie. It didn't put an age on when they would come back. It said train them up. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Well, so that's what my kids have been raised. Now they've been raised before God, you know, in the things of God. They know what to do. It just, you know, sometimes you have to remind them what to do. You know, sometimes I have to go, okay, you remember what when we learned this or we were taught this, and then it kind of brings it back to their mind, and then they'll go forward. But it's just so many people out there that don't know, that have kids and don't even know how to approach them with prayer or with anything. And I believe, you know, just your book would help them a lot. You know, it also like allows you to document your progress and stuff in it.
Yes.
What's going on with you in your prayer life.
Yes, that's why. And it's four steps. And this book, when I wrote this book and the Lord allowed me to write it, this book was for the backslider. Somebody that don't know God. It's for people who just want to, you know, get a new start and learn how to pray. It's just not a moneymaker. It is the anointing and the power that go with it. It's real easy. Real easy. It's something, when you do this, you would find this book in the bookstore in the self-help section. Because it is a self-help book. Let's pray. So where will we put your book? In the self-help section, because it helps you as you grow in God. And especially for a new convert, they need to get this book. They need to get this book. You know, I think the songwriter said, we fall down, but we get up. You know, so this would be good for anybody that fell down and want to get back up again. For anybody, amen, who was in love with the Lord and they left their first love, amen. Anybody that's having difficulty, you know, in their marriage, or anybody just struggling, anybody that has lived an alternative lifestyle, we'll say that for radio purposes, anybody that's gay and want to turn their life around, homosexual, lesbian, anybody, amen, that's a robber, thief, stealer, killer, murder, anybody locked behind bars, this is the book for you if you want to know how to pray. Amen. Let's pray. It's titled Let's Pray, because I didn't want to leave nobody out when God gave me that simple. Let's pray. Let's pray.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, I will so appreciate what you are saying, and we appreciate you offering us a chance to be able to purchase your book. And we're going to take a short pause, and we're going to hear a song called Temperance, about self-control in the meantime. And we're going to bring Dr. Lynch back in a few minutes. Just hold on.
Yes.
Temporary.
God for temperance, self-control, because we're going to need self-control just to go before God and pray. Isn't that right, Dr. Lynn?
That's right.
Praise God. So, doctor, let me ask you. So, now, for that person that wants to pray, but he'll say, I want to pray, but I don't know how to pray, what would you say to that person?
I would tell that person to talk to God, just like I'm talking to you right now. Because when you talk to God, and you start talking back to God, and God start talking back to you, and you learn to hear God's voice. You know, when I learned how to pray, I just said, God, I don't know what I'm really doing, and I need you to guide and lead me, and I need you to teach me. And, you know, I would practice just by starting out by thanking him. And that's what you can do. And then on this day, I said, and I used to keep a journal even before this book, I got journals, and sometimes I go back and read them. And I just start saying, on this day, I prayed for 10 minutes, and I asked God. Now, y'all might think this is simple, but I used to cut out little pictures of things that I would pray to God about, and I would paste them in my book. This is when I was early young on in ministry, not sure, you know, just coming out of the world, but I had a desire to please God. So I started out just like if I was a kindergarten coloring in a book and getting pictures. I write a little bit. Some days I would have a full page. Some I had to have a small page. And then I would go back when God answered prayer. I'd go back and write on top, oh, thank you, Lord, you answered this prayer on this day like that. I mean, I cut out all kinds of things, pictures of houses, you know, pictures of cars. That's when, you know, when you first start, starting off. When it was healing, any little pictures, I even bought me a book of stickers that I would peel out the stick. Now I'm grown, and this is because I wanted, you know, like a child, I wanted this really bad. So God, just pray and ask God to give you a way, ask him for a plan that you can communicate with him, because, you know, there's some all type of prayers too, sir. If you're going over cliff, you ain't going to pray the Lord's Prayer. You're going to pray the quickest, shortest prayer that you can. Lord, help me. Save my soul. Lord, move this out of the way. Jesus is his name. You just might call out Jesus. See,
so it's safe to say it's not necessarily how you say it, but it's in the sincerity.
Exactly. And you'll learn that, you know, when you start to journal. Because sometimes I look back, I was like, oh, did I need to say all this? You know, but it was for me. This is for me. A learning process. You know, people have called me to different parts of the state to pray. I remember the Helen Baylor, she was here, and I was living in Hinesville, and the pastor called me up to Atlanta to lead the prayer because he knew that I was an intercessor. I was beginning, things like that. So I prayed for Helen Baylor in her concert. She was praying for the people, so...
That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome. 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 Awesome.
You know, that's just like when you say you used to paste the little pictures and stuff when you were young. That's just like just me as being an adult. You know, I didn't at first. I didn't know how to really pray correctly. But once, you know, just going to listen to my pastor and beginning to pray effectively here at home. And people calling me, asking me, girl, you know you can pray. You pray for me. And, you know, people asking that. I decided to start putting, you know, little things on the telephone. And it just started as something simple. You know, I just was, like, doing a couple of my friends. And then I had one friend that would do it to me. And he was very effective in it. And I said, well, let me start doing it more. And I started adding little pictures and a little prayers every morning. And it just kind of got, now I got like 300 or something people every morning. I'm trying to make sure these prayers out to these 300 or something people. And I'm like, oh, okay, I got to hurry up. And then I'm starting to get more people. And it's just, it's really, it makes you feel good inside that people are, they'll take that and they'll call you and say, girl, you don't know just how much I needed to hear that this morning or how much I needed to hear that today. And I believe God was speaking through you, you know, stuff like that. It makes you feel so good. So prayer is something. It is awesome. It is very awesome. Dr. Lynch, we are so grateful that you came and shared all of that with us on the program tonight. And I would like for you just give everybody a little information on where they one more time, where they can purchase your book and about your phone number, they can call for prayer, whatever.
Yes, if you go to my website, it's all there, www.tmlynch, L-Y-N-C-H, Ministries, MINISTRIES.org, tmlynchministries.org.
Okay.
And they can get, just link on, just look in the information, product information. I also have the war cry. God has given me a theme because I was in the military, and I do a war cry. That's my theme. I have war handkerchiefs. I dress in military attire because I declare war on the devil. You know, when people see me come out my camouflage, they don't understand the story because I declare war on the devil and everything he stands for. And we are taking our families back, our homes back,
everything.
Our bank accounts back, everything that God said that we can have and more. Because the devil is alive. He's a defeated foe. Globy, if I could just take a couple of minutes just to pray for those out there that's listening, if you have time for that.
Yes,
And I want to pray for your broadcast. Father, we just thank you right now, God. We give your name the honor and the glory. Father, we thank you for, oh, God, the opportunity, God. God, we exhort you because you are God, and there's none like you. Father, we love you, oh, God, and you are precious in our sight. Father, now we ask for forgiveness of our sins, sins of omission and commission, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you wash us and make us whole, God. Oh, God, save those, God, that need to be saved, God. Save those, God, that don't know you and the partner of their sin, God. Oh, God, right now we intercede and we go forth. We ask that you touch this broadcast in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Touch, oh, God, Evangelist Globy, God. Touch, oh, God, her assistant, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every caller that's on the internet, every caller that's tried to go in, God. Right now, God, they stand in the need, God. Oh, God, even for those that don't know you, God. Oh, God, we declare, oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Over their life, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for this opportunity, God. Oh, God, we ask right now that you move by your mighty power. We thank you, oh, God, that this, oh, God, this station and this avenue of communication will increase every Sunday. Those that will sow into her bosom, oh, God, that she may stay live, oh, God. Oh, God, in a way that you have ordained unto man. Father, we thank you right now. We give your name all honor and glory. And all those that's under that sound of my voice, I declare you saved in Jesus' name. Oh, God, turn from your wicked ways. Repent and sin no more is our prayer for today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
You can join me every Thursday morning. You're welcome. Join me every Thursday morning. Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Oh, just go onto my site or look on the Evangelist Globy site. You'll see the card, amen, with our prayer line. At 5 a.m., we're calling on the name of the Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, and I bless God with you on today.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go into truly.
Glory.
His glory.
Oh, yeah. Truly, we've got the victory.
The victory.
everybody. We just want to thank everyone for coming and being on the show tonight. Hope to see everybody back as soon as possible, like next Sunday, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We're going to have some guests here regarding to breast cancer survivors. We're going to have a new gospel artist, independent artist, that's going to be on next Sunday. Please join in to Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank everybody for tuning in. Minister D?
Oh, yeah.
You in the house?
In the house.
All right. We're going to say goodbye, and you all have a blessed, blessed, blessed week here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
We wish you love, peace, and soul.